If you're betting on the NBA playoffs, Fanatics Sportsbook is the only place you should be betting. Their fair play policy protects all first half injuries. You'll either get a refund if it's a straight bet or paid out in full across parlays and SGPs if it's the only losing leg. This playoffs, over 85,000 bets have been saved, and we're only in the second round. It's a no-brainer. Fanatics Sportsbook is the only place to make your NBA playoffs bets. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This is how flying should be. That's what a Breeze guest recently said about Breeze Airways. Breeze flies nonstop to Sarasota and more, straight from Long Island MacArthur Airport. Breeze not only makes travel easy and affordable, but they offer flexible and friendly change policies, have high-speed Wi-Fi, and a premium first-class seat called Breeze Ascent. It's time you choose to fly Breeze. What are you waiting for? Book your flight today at flybreeze.com. Breeze Airways, seriously nice. In partnership with Visit Sarasota County.
PK talked about more ozone time, and it's a simple recipe. Score! What an answer! Mitch Marner puts the Leafs back in front.
This is Dirt and Sprague.
Duchesne just onside. Duchesne, nice job. Branton in front! Score! Branton in again! It's a hat trick in Winnipeg.
With Andy Dirt Johnson and Brendan Sprague.
Knicks by one, 91-90. Celtics not using the timeout. Tatum across midcourt with 10. Top of the key with 8. Defended by Robinson with 7. Right wing 3. Crossover. Foul line with 4. Left block. Step back. Stolen by Bridges. Bridges chucks it down court. They've done it again. They've done it again. The New York Knicks take both in Boston. And a 2-0 lead headed back to the Mecca.
Dirt and Sprague on 1080. The Fan.
All right. 6:02 in the Rose City. Time for Dirt and Sprague on Portland Sports Leader 1080 The Fan. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Happy Thursday, everybody. The week is flying right by.
What is happening?
Week's almost over.
It is going quick. It always goes quick this time of year. I feel like when the sun's out, the week goes quicker. I feel like when I'm outside doing more stuff during the day, you're not quite sitting around. You're not stuck inside. The day flies. You look up, you're like, holy crap, it's already 4 o'clock. What happened?
I read a thing that said, if you feel like you're older and time is going quicker versus like how it went when you were a kid, it's because you experience less memories.
Ah, there's less things that I'm like retaining or less.
Yeah, like when you're a kid,
concrete memories
at the park, yeah. And then at little Johnny's house.
Let's go to little Johnny's, dude.
What happened at school? And right. It's like everything you're processing, your brain, and then day to day us, we're just like work,
yeah,
home.
I've done this before.
Clean,
same
dinner,
thing. Yeah,
crap, done.
What are we doing tomorrow? Yeah, same thing as yesterday.
Very similar.
I'm going to get home, watch Teddy, make him some lunch. Hopefully he takes a nap, get him up, take him to the park, make some dinner, watch some sports, go to bed. See you tomorrow.
I didn't know if that made me depressed reading that.
I mean, that's a little depressing.
Like, your life is not as cool anymore. That's why it feels like it's going quicker.
When was the last time you did something new and unique in your life? That you hadn't done before. A new memory and a new experience.
Not in the bedroom?
Not in the bedroom. Not a new position, not a new kink. Something new and unique.
Not necessarily.
Yeah, well.
Well, you know. I'd have to think about that. That's a good question.
It's been a minute, right?
Like something completely...
Like, hey, I've never done this before. Hence your comment about creating new memories. I think this is proving the point. We just don't do it very often. Everything you've done, you basically have already done at this point in your life.
Damn, dude, I don't think I can think of it.
You're
anything.
Not going skydiving. You're
no,
not. You
I
know,
never will. No.
Probably getting a tattoo for you was a new experience, but that was a number of years ago.
That was in like 2016, 17.
It's a minute ago now. Yeah. It's been a while for you.
I don't want to say it. It was then. I have to have
gone somewhere new. When you went to Vietnam that
Vietnam
was probably
would have been a cool experience.
You had never been to Vietnam before. International travel to that level you had never done before. It's not a
lot. You know what? I know this is a vacation. I've been on vacation with my family.
Sure.
But we went to Hawaii a couple years ago.
You did.
That was our first, I would classify, big family trip.
Okay, like all four of you, nobody else included.
Nobody else. It was just me and my wife responsible for everything.
Going to Hawaii for a week, you know, making memories with the kids.
Yep.
That's a pretty good one right there.
Other than that, I can't. I'm trying to think of things I've done, like actually done.
Actually done. I mean, I don't do much.
Coaching.
Hey, there you go. Coaching's pretty good.
Probably coaching most recently.
And those are memories that will stick with you. You're creating new memories. But outside of that, it's same. That's same every day.
You don't have anything?
I got nothing, dude. I got
really?
Nothing. Really? I mean, having a kid.
Teddy ball kid.
Having a kid was a pretty big effing deal. But outside of that, you know. So every day, like with him doing new things, I guess are new memories. And those will stand out to me. But in terms of like things that I'm myself doing, not a lot. Not a lot out there.
Well, it is a beautiful Thursday morning. The weather seems like it's going to be amazing. Last night I was worried a storm was coming in the way it kind of was at my house.
It got a little windy and chilly at the end of the Hawks game.
A little bit, yeah. And I'm glad to wake up and see that it's going to be a lot of sunshine today.
Yeah.
And it's also an important day. There is something going on overseas right now that a group of people are debating.
Oh, what are we debating?
Well, they only tell us what they're debating and what their answer is to the debates with smoke. The conclave.
The conclave's happening right now.
The conclave is going down.
Have you guys watched any of the new Pope? I feel like there's been a lot of new Pope shows out recently.
I watched the movie.
Watched Conclave with Ralph Fiennes?
Ray Fiennes and everybody.
Is it Ray Fiennes or Ralph? Because I feel like it used to be Ralph.
I thought it was a combination. It was like Rafe.
Whoa. Like Rafe? Well, Rafe? Like Rafe LaFrance?
Yeah.
But it's R-A-L-P-H, though,
yeah,
I feel like.
I feel like his name gets repronounced.
Is
I don't
that
know if
him
it's
changing it?
I have no idea. Also, but I feel like I've heard more pronunciations of his name than most actors.
That Sports Center anchor years ago, who I think is on the NBA TV, and I remember being a kid and his name was Matt Weiner.
Yes.
And now he goes by Matt Weiner.
I changed it.
I would too.
No, I'm not saying you don't.
I mean, you change it to start your career.
Did
you change it when you're a kid?
When the former, was it a mayor or governor of New York that was named Weiner?
Anthony Weiner.
Yes. I think he did it about that time.
That's a good time to disconnect the Weiner.
Yeah. He was taking his Weiner out.
But everybody sees his name and the spelling, and they don't go, oh, it's Weiner.
The Weiner.
I mean, that's one where you probably, that's one where you change it early in life, because that's a brutal childhood.
Yeah.
If your last name's Weiner and everybody's calling you Weiner, it's actually pronounced Weiner. You get out of that as soon as you can.
It's pronounced Weiner.
Starting your career Weiner and then changing to Weiner, it's an interesting move.
Telling people that it's pronounced Weiner actually makes people want to call you Weiner more.
Exactly.
That is true.
You know what's funny is we have a family friend.
Just wondering at what age he went into mom and dad and asked the question about the family name.
Well, what's the origin of the last name Weiner?
Where do the Weiners come from?
When did Weiner become Weiner? Because Weiner probably didn't used to mean Weiner.
I would imagine it didn't. And the pronunciation being what it is.
I'm assuming it is.
It has to be a hot dog era-esque thing, right?
Well, no. I believe it's German in background would be my guess. I don't
Weiner?
Know.
Weiner?
The Weiners.
Right. The Weiners.
The Weiners.
Yes.
When did we start saying Wiener.
Word Wiener, a.k.a. Weiner, originates from the German term Wienerwurst, which translates to
Wienerwurst,
which translates to Vienna sausage.
Right.
Yeah.
But who was the first person to use?
I don't know when the Wieners.
I don't know how to Google that. When did Wiener become Wiener?
When did Wiener mean pee-pee? When did that start?
I'll search that on my work computer. Let's see what comes up.
Because once upon a time in that family tree.
Yeah, it was just their name.
It wasn't an insult. It was like, oh, that's your name. It's a different name.
The word Wiener became a slang in America primarily as a reference to a hot dog, with its name tracing back to the 1800s.
Nailed it.
Because the Germans would eat their, you know, their Wieners.
So in the 1800s, we were making people Wiener?
I'm assuming it started with a hot dog phrase, and then you just kind of looked at the two things, and you're like, hey, hot dog, Wieners.
It's similar.
Let's start calling them Wieners, and at some point it became a Wiener.
Interesting.
So there you go. A little history lesson for you today.
All right.
So Ralph or Rafe? Never seen the movie.
I'm not going to interrupt you for that.
But I've heard the shows and the movies are good.
I thought the movie was excellent.
I'm not really into
Pope stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine.
Because I'm so non that, I'm very curious about the political structure of it.
Wasn't there an HBO show, too, if I remember correctly? Where there was like a good pope and a bad pope or something, or they're trying to be the pope?
Oh, really?
Yeah. I think so.
Like a backstabbing to be the pope?
I think kind of a similar thing.
Is eating it? You guys think that's real?
Where they're conclaving each other?
I have no idea.
I mean, I'd imagine it's a pretty cutthroat business.
I would imagine there's a lot of politics going on.
Yeah, what are they like in these conclaves?
Everybody wants to be the pope. Nobody wants to be the second pope.
Well, then you had the one Tom Hanks movie.
Yes.
When he was the crypto guy.
Da Vinci.
Yeah, the Da Vinci Code.
The crypto guy. He had crypto in that movie?
I don't think he had crypto.
No, a cryptographer, somebody that deciphered things.
Oh, yeah, okay. I heard you say crypto.
Crypto's got a bit of a different...
meme coin?
I understand, no.
That was before its time. That movie came out a long time ago, man.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. I've only seen the one with the Boston Globe exposing the
church.
That
movie I have seen, yes.
I saw that movie.
That was a documentary.
Because
that was about the journalists and...
I don't think it was a documentary.
It was an actual movie. It won Best Picture.
A portrayal of the
story. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, not a documentary.
It was based on
the guy who was the Hulk.
It's based on a true story. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
They had actors.
But I didn't know about that.
I think Rachel McAdams was in it.
Gotcha.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, thank God.
It's a good movie. I'm pretty sure it won Best Picture. Spotlight, I believe it was called.
Spotlight. Yeah, thank you.
Boom Goes the Dynamite.
I realized yesterday, I watched, my wife puts on movies and stuff sometimes to distract herself, and she put on this vampire movie. Not really well made, not very like high budget.
No. It wasn't Twilight.
But no. It was knockoff vampires. It's called Salem's Lot. And I realized I like this genre of movie, and I never knew that about myself. It's like a mix between I think it'd be more like thriller action horror. but good.
It's kind of a good bad. I know
good,
what you
bad.
Mean.
Like, so it's zombies or vampires?
Vampires.
Okay.
And it's not well
it's
done.
It's not Dead Man Walking or whatever that was.
Yeah. Walking Dead.
Walking Dead.
It's not that. And we watched most of it, and then 15 minutes to go, she had cut it off because she had a work meeting. And so I had to go 4 hours where I'm like,
How's this movie end? I know how this is going to end.
I need to know how this ends. And I came back. I had to watch it. I'm like, I can't believe I like this genre. I had no idea.
That is a tale as old as time for husbands to see their wife watching something, walk into the room, and immediate instinct is to make fun of it, and then sit down and get enthralled in the show.
I wasn't even making fun of it. I've done that. Like, at least what are you watching?
I've done that a dozen times with my wife. What is this stupid? What is this crap? And then it's on enough in the background where you kind of like are hearing the dialogue and you get kind of tied into the characters. Next thing you know, you're sitting on the couch and you're sucked into the show. It's happened to me before.
I realized I'm on a vampire kick. I watched Sinners. I watched that.
Look at you, you True Blood fan.
Look at me.
Dive back into the old True Blood.
Put my fangs right in. Anyways, the conclave is going on right now.
Yes.
To my knowledge, it's still black smoke.
Yeah, we're waiting for the white smoke.
I know there are favorites.
Always.
Always favorites.
We'll see if the pendulum swings back. Pope Frankie there was pretty progressive for the Catholic Church.
You think it's going to go back the other way?
Well, we'll see. We'll see if he, you know, ushered in a true new era or if they go...
What did he do that was controversial, accept people for who they were?
He was very accepting and forward with science.
Oh, yeah.
Can you gamble on this?
I don't know if you actually can, but I think
I'm sure there's an offshore book
that'll take bets on this.
That'll take some wagers on it.
I think there's a couple dudes from different countries.
Good luck getting your money, but I'm sure you can place a wager somewhere.
I got a Pietro Parolin, a Luis Antonio Tegel, and a Peter Turkson as your three favorites.
All right. Where are they from? What countries does it say?
So they don't think God and science can be the same thing? Like that kind of controversy?
Science goes... The progress of science could possibly debunk the theory of creationism.
And then that would debunk the term of faith.
You're getting deep this morning. Look at us.
You know, I'm fascinated.
Or to give one listener existential dread drinking his coffee, asking, when was the last time you created an original memory? And now, you know, let's get to creationism.
Okay.
How'd the world start?
Then I'll stop delaying.
Any other big issues you guys want to tackle today?
The conclave is going on right now.
Yes.
We had our own conclave here.
Oh.
We've been debating.
Is this the Halo music?
And docking.
I don't know.
I never played Halo.
You never played it? I didn't really either, but I know
I
music.
I hate Xbox. There's too many buttons. Why is there three joysticks? I don't know what to do with my hands.
They have three joysticks on an Xbox controller?
I just need four buttons and one little turn.
I think there's only two joysticks on an Xbox.
I can't use joysticks. Okay. I can only use directional pads. I'm not a good video game player.
I don't think there's a third eye there. I think there's just two.
When N64 got introduced, I was toast.
I'm pretty sure the PlayStation and the Xbox have the same number of buttons.
Anyways.
Okay, I digress.
our Lord. Ryan Cooley and Odyssey are pleased to announce.
Oh.
The white smoke is up.
The white smoke's in the air.
Jason Swigard is a contracted employee.
What? What are we talking about? Let's go. Oh, that's the end of the music.
They're done. They made their decision. Okay, smoke's up. They're going home.
See you later. They got other things to decide.
More
now.
Details to come.
Look at you, Jason Swigard.
But yeah.
Congratulations.
What more details are we waiting for? Come on. It's the show. It's the show. You put your blood on the paper. It's all in ink. Here we go.
Did you guys make a blood pact? You have to do that? Slice the hand open, shake hands?
He did.
Now we're blood brothers.
Yeah.
Little ink there. So, yeah.
That was the underrated funny part of Gemstones. The Righteous Gemstones ended with the series finale.
People were very upset about the ending.
Eh. People always want to complain about every ending of every television show ever. They're more mad that the TV show's going away, so they get mad at the
way it ends. It's an emotional thing, and it never ends the way that you want it to end.
It wasn't perfect, but I was cool with it. Anyways, there's a scene where the gay brother finally gets married. He comes out at the very end of the show, but the whole buildup of all the seasons is this dude's clearly gay.
Everybody knows it.
Everybody knows it, but nobody says it. Anyways, he comes out. He gets married at the very end, and during the wedding, they have this weird thing where right before they are pronounced husband and husband, they spit on their own hands, and then they shake each other's hands. It's a very random little, like, what?
That's how you seal the deal, huh?
They have Danny McBride, like, what the hell is that?
Yeah, why are you spitting? That's a little strange.
But I think that's what he did yesterday with Ryan Cooley.
It was a spit handshake with
spit
Ryan
handshake,
Cooley?
Yeah.
You're here. You're tied together now. Look at you. God. Married to Odyssey.
You remember back in the day when that was a thing? The Blood Brothers or the spit thing? You'd be like, hey.
That's how you do. That's how you couldn't go back on your word.
You could not go back on your word.
If you gave a serious handshake to that level, and we're swapping salivas here, this is a real deal. This is a real agreement.
Can you imagine if we had to do that nowadays every time we had to agree on something? Like, hey, I'll buy that car for $24.9, not a cent more. You got it. All right, there we go.
Like the old West days. I don't think I'd ever sell anything. I wouldn't want to make a deal with anybody. That's just gross. I don't want your saliva in my hand.
I'm happy for you. You've been dealing with a lot behind the scenes. A lot has been going on. So many distractions. But I'm happy that you got that contract, my
Thank
man.
Thank you.
Well done, Jason Swigard.
You're being very vague. I feel like you're like nervous to talk
doesn't
about
want to talk
this.
About well, it, but they, he does want to talk about
it's
it.
It's a done deal, dude.
Did you sign your name to the piece of paper?
Oh, I know what you're doing.
Is the John Hancock on the paper?
It's right
here.
So
it's signed.
Okay, so it's signed. Then it's done.
I have.
You signed it.
Yes.
Well, if they gave it to you, they're going to sign it,
exactly.
Too. That's how it works.
I know what he's doing.
What's he doing?
He doesn't want to talk about it here. He wants to wait for Isaac and Souk to bring him on to talk about it.
Oh, yes. Get a little afternoon love on
Isaac
this thing.
Isaac and Souk need to talk to me about it.
Surprised we're not bringing him on at 3 o'clock to break the news down. Come on. Yeah. Swigard's coming back this afternoon.
Look at him. He's so vague.
He didn't want to say anything. It's a big deal.
Like,
it's pretty cool.
He's nervous. You don't lose that contract, huh? Welcome to that contract life, buddy.
Welcome to the contract club, you know?
It's nerve-wracking.
Start that countdown until renegotiations begin. I'm going to have you by the balls next time.
I'm going to get way more on my next deal.
Doubling my salary, man.
We've actually agreed that you're not going to make any more money.
Oh, cool.
That sounds good. Except, all right, wait, what did I just sign with?
Spit and shake. We got a loaded show today. There's a lot to get to.
There is.
We got a magic hat.
We do have a magic hat.
I'm very excited about the magic hat. I'm really hoping for certain magic to get pulled.
I am too. Because it's probably good magic.
You don't even know what's in the magic hat.
Oh, I know what's in the magic hat.
Okay. All right.
I know what's in there.
Let's do a quick NBA check-in. We'll magic hat. And then we will talk about the big story from yesterday. My God. The massive story from yesterday?
So big.
It's so big.
It's huge.
It's Matt Wiener big. Next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back in. 9:21 a.m., according to my laptop.
Still on East Coast time. You must be celebrating in New York right now.
Dude, when big sports moments happen, I like to listen to the local radio stations. Now, it depends what side I'm most interested in. So yesterday, I listened to Cleveland Radio. Ken Carman, Anthony Lima. I'm like, I got to hear these guys.
The fallout from losing game two in unimaginable fashion.
And it was exactly what I thought.
Yeah. Sky's falling. It's over. This isn't good.
So this morning, I listened to Wendy. Wendy did an emergency pod last night, late last night. So I was curious what he was saying. He had some interesting stats in that, and I'll share those at 7. But I'm like, you know what? Let's go to New York. So I got a WFAN, our sister station in New York. It's Boomer and Geo, and you know, it's a great show, obviously. But I'm like, you know what? I think I'm most interested actually in the other side of this. So I turn on WEEI, our sister station in Boston. And I'm listening on the Odyssey app. Ding! And I'm listening to the show. And do you know what they're talking about when I turn it on?
New England Patriots offseason.
Should Devers play first or third? What about Anthony Ramone? He's the number one prospect in all baseball. I don't think he could do it.
Moved on to their next championship competing sport. Basketball's over.
They are talking baseball for 20 minutes.
The day after the Celtics blow yet another game in the second round of the playoffs.
And I'm just like, yo, I don't know anything about this show. I'm not going to say I'm all being smart sports radio guy.
Yeah.
But I'm like, that's the day you are all in on the meltdown and what the hell's happening. And it's not that they didn't talk about it. It's that the first 20 minutes that I tuned in, it was debating who should play first for the 500 Boston Celtics on May 8th. And then they pivoted to, is there underground tunnels in Hollywood?
I mean, there could be. Did you not see the explosive report from a former CIA agent?
You ever seen Miley Cyrus driving a car next to you on the freeway?
Never have.
Because she's not taking the same freeway.
I've never seen her do that.
That was like really what they did. And then they kind of pivoted back into Joe Mazzulla. And then the guy was like, I want to go back to Devers. Devers.
Rafael Devers.
I'm just like,
what? Is he still fat? Is he still out of shape? Has he gotten a hit yet this year?
I don't know.
A lot of questions.
Don't care.
I want to know about this stuff.
Give me my tears. Give me my Celtics tears.
I mean, you imagine you put the position where we are in a spot where we have a Major League Baseball team, which we all know is, of course, going to happen. We're going to be hitting home runs into the Willamette in a couple of years. And the Blazers are in the second round. They're the number two seed in the Western Conference playoffs, and they blow
defending champions,
and they blow a game two series to who would our big rival be at that? You know,
Seattle.
The new Seattle team. There you go. The new Seattle team comes back again in game two, wins both games on our home floor. That's a blowout. Whatever the hell else you have planned, we're doing that for the entire show.
Get you 18 of these,
especially if your baseball team is at 500 or slightly over on May 8th.
It's May 8th. You got all summer to talk about.
We can debate that tomorrow.
We can debate that in June, July, August. It's a lot of time to debate Rafael Devers,
right?
Yeah.
And who am I? We don't do a perfect show. I just did a mocking of Conclave on the opening segment.
Yeah.
But I tuned in for the tears, and all I got was
not enough tears.
Alex Cora Red Sox conversation. I'm like,
not
yuck.
Enough tears. This is stupid.
Yuck.
This is why I hate Boston. They just got other things that they could. Oh yeah. Well, now we got our Major League Baseball team, who will probably be in the playoffs this year. Let's talk about them.
In the 7 minutes of Celtics conversation that I heard, which was like in and out, it wasn't seven solid consecutive minutes. Dirt. It was in and out. I would say far more debated and passionate about where Devers should play than anything Celtics related.
Than any sort of decision from last night or why Jason Tatum, who is a face of the league reportedly, went 5 of 19 for 13 points and turned it over on the final possession of the game with a chance to win it.
Did he text Kobe last night?
I don't think he did. I don't think that text was sent.
Does he only text Kobe after he wins?
Is he not clutch because he tried to pass on the final possession instead of just getting a shot up with 3 seconds to go?
Face of the league. I'm so tired of hearing that crap.
Not even the best player on his own team. What are we doing here?
It's ironic when you cut away from it and then you get him with the stupid Superman ads right now.
Oh my God, it's ridiculous.
End of the game. Here's Jason Tatum as Superman.
No, you're pretty much Clark Kent there, pal.
Yeah, well, the Kryptonite is wearing orange and blue right
God,
now.
So. I hate that city with a fire-burning passion
I
in my belly.
Pissed.
And I am pissed too. I didn't listen, but them not talking about it makes me upset because I want to hear their tears as radio hosts as well. Watching them collapse and lose that game and everybody look around in shock. The scenes of Knick fans who refuse to leave the stadium.
Dude, I love that.
There are security guards who are like screaming like, I need help! Like they're all standing around the 100 level 2 hours out. They can't get them out of this. There's thousands of them just around the lower bowl chanting, let's go Knicks, bing bong, or whatever the hell they chant. Like, dude, they're living it up. That was so much fun last night.
The confidence in which I said Sunday that I thought this series would be done in five to text messages with friends and on my gambling show.
I think you said it on our show, too.
I probably said it on this show. I mean, I have a few bad takes that are not aging well right now in the NBA playoffs.
Yeah, I went 0-4 in my Wednesday parlay, if that makes you feel any better.
It actually makes me feel a lot better. I'm finally glad you're a loser.
Clean sweep.
But the amount of things that I said about that series, and now two games in where we sit.
Might be over in five.
Could not be more delighted by the results I've gotten. I might give my Knicks friends some crap. Be like, you guys are a five-man team. But overall, it is not even close. I am cheering so hard for New York to eliminate that team.
Yeah.
I hate watching that team play.
I do too.
I'm so tired of all of these national voices telling me Jason Tatum is as good as
he's not.
Jokic.
No.
Insert player here.
LeBron in his he is in the top tier.
No,
he's not.
I'm so tired. The face of the league crap bothers me. I don't know why. He doesn't seem like a bad guy.
It's weird.
But all of it just bothers me to the point where I'm watching yesterday and I'm laughing in my garage, enjoying what I'm seeing on my TV.
Are we ready for the Indiana Pacers to be in the NBA Finals? Like, it's not out of the realm.
It's not outside the realm of possibility.
Are you ready for Reggie Miller to call Knicks Pacers Eastern Conference Finals?
With Spike Lee sitting courtside at the Garden.
Does TNT have it or ESPN, ABC?
Let me see who's got
the Eastern Conference. No, it's TNT.
Do they have it this year?
Yeah, Harlan was on the call.
And ESPN has, I mean the finals.
For the conference finals, they
flip. The conference finals or the
NBA finals? No, the finals, finals.
Oh, that's ESPN, ABC.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
But I think TNT has the East.
TNT and ESPN flip back and forth every year,
right? Yeah, they flip back and forth every year.
Yeah. I don't know. I'll try and find them.
No. Because TNT had
one of them has the East
had the
finals,
Thunder game,
and one of them has. We're in the conference semifinals.
But I think in the semifinals they just wrote whoever's on
it's,
that night.
It's
it doesn't
based
matter.
On night. But in the for the conference finals, one of them gets the East, one of them gets the West.
I think TNT is the East. I could be wrong on that though.
Okay.
25-26 season, is that where we're in right now? No, that's next.
24-25.
All right, I'll look it up in the break. I'll try and figure it out.
Let's get to the Magic Hat. We'll get back into that shocking development in game two at the top of the hour. Magic Hat time is next on The Fan.
Here's comedians and Skechers getting comfortable, presented by Hands-Free Skechers Slip-ins.
Hey, I'm Bobby Slayton, and I'm here with my pal, comedian, and Skechers ambassador, Mr. Howie Mandel.
Why did it take so long to invent something as amazing as Slip-ins? I know it seems simple, but it took Skechers to invent a better pair of shoes.
Yep, with Skechers Slip-ins, you just step it and go. You don't have to touch your shoes. And by the way, Slip-ins are for the whole family, men, women, and kids. In all your favorite Skechers styles, find Skechers Slip-ins at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is
sunny to partly cloudy in Vancouver, going up to 69.
Weather brought to you by Robert Half. Our recruiters' expertise and award-winning AI will find you the skilled candidates you want. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com/talent today.
All right, let's get to the Magic Hat.
It's the Magic Hat.
Yeah, baby! That's what I've been waiting for!
Bring it on. Basically, a bunch of topics, and we have no idea where the sports gods want us to go.
Okay.
Until Swag pulls it out of his Magic Hat.
Hocus Pocus, where are you?
Something. Now you see me, now you don't.
It's magic.
It's simply what it is. It's magic. We don't know what's going to come out of this hat.
Where is that rabbit?
Abracadabra, MFers. Let's do the magic hat.
The only thing this hat's good for is the trash can.
All right, welcome back in. It is indeed Magic Hat time. Every Thursday at 6:30, if you're new to the show, the Magic Hat is Swag's hat, which is full of all kinds of magic, dandruff. And he draws from the hat. We don't know what he's going to draw from that hat. And whatever comes out becomes the topic.
That's why you got to use Head and Shoulders.
He's Head and Shoulders above every other producer in America right now.
I do use Head and Shoulders.
Big Head and Shoulders guy.
Big Head
Are
and
you?
Shoulders.
Oh, all the time.
Yeah, I got to use medical shampoo.
Really? Your dandruff is that bad?
I have eczema.
Ah.
Or psoriasis.
Psoriasis?
I have actually have both. Wow. Well, I have psoriasis on my head. It's really
a lot
bad.
Of dry skin. That's not fun to deal with.
It's not.
No. All right. Are we ready?
Yeah, let's go.
First up, who are they most like?
Oh, yeah, this one's actually exactly for you two. I've been thinking about this, and I thought, you know, let's throw this into the old Magic Hat. I saw that my Toronto Maple Leafs won again yesterday. They're 2-0.
Yes, they did. Here
against
they come.
The defending champion Florida Panthers.
Yes. Look, there's a long ways to go. They choke away series, but encouraging nonetheless.
So could you help non-diehard hockey fans out there? Not me, of course. I'm Blue Line Brandon.
Yes, you don't need the answer to this question.
But the hockey casuals amongst us who dabble in playoff hockey and, you know, hear you guys talk about it and name all these kind of crazy names that everybody knows, of course.
The part-time Blue Liners.
Could you really put into context the equivalent of watching the Maple Leafs win the Stanley Cup this year? Like, who would that be equivalent
to
the
Knicks? Hockey reference, when the Rangers finally won
that doesn't
it
help
in
me.
90.
That doesn't help. You got to go to a different sport.
Get out of the sport.
You got to go to a different sport.
Get out of your sport. Can you reference this for
Who
me?
Who kept knocking on the door, knocking on the door, knocking on the door?
Is this the Buffalo Bills? Is that the kind of level here? Is this the Knicks? How would I put into what I'm seeing?
I get.
It's more like the Detroit Lions.
They've never been?
Well, it's the longest drought now. What is it, 56 years?
They last won a cup in 19... What was the last one? 67? Was that the last one?
But see, the Lions don't have anything to point to.
That's why it's a hard one.
Yeah.
God, that's a really good question.
Well, because I know this is a
Because it's not the Cubs, it's not the Red Sox, because they've won before. The Bills, the analogy's not bad, but they have a cup. And so I think the follow-up is, how long back do you even count one, or does it matter?
Well, 56 is older than all of us on the show.
That's a long 1967 is a long time ago. I believe that was the last time they won a Stanley Cup. So on those merits, I think the Bills are a pretty good comp, because not many Toronto Maple Leafs fans that are alive get to experience and remember the joy of winning a Stanley Cup. So
maybe
Buffalo's
when,
not bad.
Maybe when the when Mahomes won the first one for the Chiefs, because they won like the first
Super Bowl. Well,
they won like Super Bowl IV.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that's not bad.
So breaking that kind of stretch of
and then you,
never
you've
good
been
enough.
Good,
and they
you've
were always
good.
The Chiefs were always a good team.
But you couldn't finally do that. So when Mahomes and they won their first one.
What it would feel like.
That's what it would be like.
Because the Maple Leafs have been good. They just haven't been elite and great.
And the Buffalo example, to be fair, at times isn't even because they, you know, Buffalo at least had the four Super Bowls where they lost. Mm-hmm. And then they've had multiple conference champ. Like, they've knocked on the door for a long time.
Okay.
A lot of Toronto is like, you're a good regular season team every year, and then you just, you poop your pants. You poop your pants this time of year.
You know what that
like,
sounds
every
like.
Every year you go in, you're like, hey, this could be the year. This could, and then
the
poop
Milwaukee
your pants.
Bucks.
They just won.
But they just won one.
Well, that's what I mean.
I was going to say, you know what it sounds like.
Like, when was the last time they were in a conference final?
Sounds like the Portland Trailblazers.
I was going to say.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
Hey, make the playoffs, but we know you're not really going to win it.
They have largely been in the playoffs every year since 2012 and do not have a conference finals appearance.
That's
in
a
that.
Long stretch of
it's
like
a long
being
stretch.
In the dance and not
and
getting close.
A number of times with a 3-2 series
blowing
lead, 3-1
yeah.
series lead where they let it slip through their fingers.
All right. Well, I'm rooting for the Maple Leafs. I think they're a fun story.
Hence, they're up 2-0. Long way to go.
Well, they're the best named. They're the best team name in Canada.
I mean, it's incredible.
Yeah.
Their
color
base is great.
The best.
The Hockey Hall of Fame is in Toronto.
The logo is the best. It's the coolest name.
It would be a really big deal for the NHL
Canada
if they won a Stanley Cup.
Yeah, it'll be a big deal.
All right.
Let me see. Finkel is Einhorn. Einhorn is Finkel.
Oh, thank you. I'm glad you.
Is this a movie line or something?
Ace Ventura.
Ace Ventura, Pet Detective.
You know he hasn't seen that movie.
You haven't seen Ace Ventura, Pet
Detective? Beneath him. He can't watch that.
I didn't want to outright name what this was. I wanted to see what Dirt would think it is versus what it actually is.
Story about a kicker?
Nope.
Story about a killer?
No.
A kidnapper.
Nope.
Nope, that's all I got.
Wrong information.
Okay, 0 for 3. Wrong information.
Dirt is the new Knobloch of the show. Ooh. I had multiple, and when I say multiple, I had 6 different people, a couple listeners, a couple friends.
Yeah.
You not only screwed up that boat story about that guy sailing.
Oh, did I screw it up?
You screwed it up in a big way.
How did I screw it up?
First of all, his name isn't Phoenix. His cat's
name is
Phoenix.
His cat's name is Phoenix, yeah. Sailing with Phoenix is the name of the account. His name's not Phoenix.
He's also not facing death, disease, or paralyzing diagnosis. He's just cashing it out, and he's tired of the grind.
Oh, well, that's done. I got bad information then. I pass along bad information.
Well, yeah, you did. You knob-locked it.
I knob-locked it. Don't flip this on me.
What do you mean? It was your story. I had people reaching out. I was like, yo, I'm glad he brought up that story.
Yeah.
He was so wrong on how he delivered.
Yeah, I had a buddy that told me he was going, there was some serious medical thing, and that's why he started sailing. That was the whole basis of it. And then I found the YouTube, the Instagram videos and just started watching it. He never talked about the diagnosis. I just assumed it was kind of a taboo thing he didn't want to talk about.
One listener was like, yo, his name isn't even Phoenix. That's the cat's name. And I was like, oh, well, yeah. You're not blocked.
Yeah, sailing with Phoenix, because he took his cat with him on the sailboat.
It was a great story. People were happy story. He brought it up.
It's a great story.
It's kind of inspiring people.
Yeah, you know, whatever. Go figure it out on your own, you know?
Go live your best.
I teed it up for you.
You only have a microphone.
There you go.
No, I'm not deal. A newsbreaker right. Over here.
One quick one here.
Okay, do a quick
break.
One. We got more magic.
Oh, no, this isn't quick, because now I know what stuff is. What the zuck?
Yeah. You know what this is. You know what? Let's do this. I have to get to this.
I know.
I've wanted to get to this for a week, and I've been waiting for the Magic Hat to come back. I will tell you what the zuck next on The Fan. What is on the menu this morning? Preferably, I'd like a traditional breakfast, some hash browns, 2 slices of bacon.
Some sausage links sounds good.
Sausage links on there, some over easy eggs toast, and coming up at 7 a.m., a full glass of Celtics tears.
I do have, by the way, whoever was reaching out to you,
multiple
telling you
people.
The story of sailing with Phoenix, how about this in their face? So I was, because I have.
I thought you weren't a news guy.
Look, I'm a news guy, and I've always been a news guy. I just, you made me question my news credentials earlier.
You're not.
And I didn't quite know. He literally has a cervical spine condition. He says it on his website, and he's at the risk of paralysis. That's why he cashed in his 401k. So he's not knowing that he's going paralyzed, but he has a cervical spine condition that forced him to liquidate all of his assets because he's terrified of what his future looks like.
Mm.
Hence, who was right all along?
Who's
your Einhorn now, Finkel?
Judges.
Go ahead. Fire away at anybody. I'm literally looking at his GoFundMe website that's linked to his Instagram.
Could have done all that research yesterday.
literally what I said on the show yesterday. He's got a spinal condition. He cashed in his 401k and he's sailing to Hawaii.
Hey, don't get mad at me, man.
I just want you to forward all the information, whoever was texting you.
I think you just forwarded it yourself.
They got bad information.
I heard you.
Why don't they reach out to me? Huh? I'm here.
Let's distract him with some Mark Zuckerberg.
We roll on to the Magic Hat. I have been waiting a week to get to this audio.
Oh, what do we got?
We know this, but it was absolutely confirmed in 2 different interviews. Mark Zuckerberg is the weirdest human that exists.
Yeah. Seems
Look,
fair.
There's bad people. There's people we
He's
don't
one of
like.
Them. He's one of them.
Yeah, absolutely. I saw a story that Facebook targeted teenage girls and tracked every time they deleted a selfie. They then targeted them with beauty ads.
Ah, that's nice. When can we take one of those like space capsule things when these idiots want to go visit Mars and just have it fly into space and then not return?
Aim it to the sun.
Oops, sorry. Oh, no, wrong. Oh, my bad, man. Wrong direction.
Do you know how disgusting that is?
I mean, it's horrible. He is a horrible person who is helping derail all of society.
But
he's worth a lot of money.
He wants you to know you may not have enough friends in your life. You need more.
Oh, God.
Because Mark Zuckerberg is not terrified of what AI friends would be.
Oh, it's fewer than 3 friends.
Hmm.
3 people they'd consider friends. And the average person has demand for meaningfully more. I think it's like 15 friends or something, right?
15?
I guess there's probably some point where you're like, all right, I'm just too busy. I can't deal with more people. But... But the average person wants more connectivity, connection than they have. So, you know, there's a lot of questions that people ask of stuff like, okay, is this going to replace kind of in-person connections or real-life connections? And My default is that the answer to that is probably no.
I wonder who's creating the AI digital friends he wants you to have. So why would he say no?
What are we doing here? What are we doing?
15?
I mean, look.
I barely have the bandwidth to have a friend. A friend.
A friend, let alone two, let alone five, let alone seven.
I saw a buddy and his friend for the first time this past weekend, and I was like, look at me hanging out with a friend today.
The only time I ever see my friends is when we play golf. That's it. I see him for 4 months out of the year at a golf round. And if it's in the middle of the winter, sorry, I'm not going to see you because there's no golf round. You got kids. I got kids. We're not doing it. I'm going to see you in 15, 17 years when Teddy's out of the house. Maybe we got a chance to hang out again. But until then, I got nothing for you.
Swag, I know you reference hanging out and getting a bite with a buddy every once in a while around here. You only go and have your orgies once a year with your frat bros in whatever city you choose.
Well, no, actually, pretty lucky. There's a group of 7 to 10 of us in the larger, but all live in the Portland, Vancouver area, and we actually do a pretty decent job. It's harder in the summer because everybody's doing family stuff, but we try to play poker at least once a month.
7 to 10 of you?
Yeah.
Well, why don't you step it up? Says you got 15 friends you need.
Well, he's also in the sweet spot where his kid's out of the house. Like, he's living on swag time, right? Yeah, like, he's got time to enjoy himself, and he can do activities, and he's got no, outside of work, no commitments to, hey, I got to take him to a ball game or take him to practice or take him to a lesson. Like, I think when you're older, it's a little bit different. You have more friends. But when you're our age and swag when he had a kid at home.
Yes. We're looking next spring, the massive we're looking at Louisville.
Louisville, Kentucky would be cool.
Yeah.
But you need to make friends with Digital Dave. You need to step it up.
No.
Dude, a sex robot is one thing. You want to tell me, like, hey, I haven't had sex in a while. You want to go buy a robot? Whatever.
Yeah.
That at least serves a purpose. An imaginary robotic friend?
No.
What are we doing here?
No.
Speaking of robots, he also made an appearance dressed as a 17-year-old because he had to rebrand himself. On the Theo Von podcast, this was the very beginning.
This is the beginning of the pod.
Theo Von is an interesting cat. He's funny, and he has a lot of different people on from all walks of life. He's literally starting the podcast, taking a sip of his coffee. I want you to just listen to the beginning of this interview.
Drink coffee, man, or no?
Nah.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, you've had it.
I have. Sometimes on vacation, I'll drink it recreationally. It's like every once in a while.
Just like a celebration.
Yeah, no.
It's really?
Yeah, no. I just like hate anything that messes with, like, I don't like any kind of chemicals or anything like that.
You know what I hate? Algorithms that ruin our children's lives. That's what I hate.
Did you catch his little, like,
recreational coffee drinker? Are you, Mark? Are you?
He doesn't know how to be a person.
No. He doesn't. This sounds like the kind of guy who needs fake imaginary friends.
Yeah. Yes. And wants you to have fake imaginary friends.
Look at me. I have fake imaginary friends. You should too.
I can't remember who it was.
He's the kind of guy who only has friends because he's rich. This is the kind of guy who would.
They're not real friends.
Nobody actually cares about you. They're just clingerons. That's it.
Oh, it was an opener for Aziz Ansari. We went and saw live, and the guy was like, you know the nerds have won because all the people that were inside looking out their blinds as we rode our bikes, had a great time, and made fun of them were like, how do I get you indoors? Here we are.
God, I despise that guy.
He
I
is the weirdest person to ever exist. Yeah. I mean, my God, I don't know what's wrong with that dude.
I'm going to get some robotic friends, though, man. That's what I need in my life.
Time for one more.
Go ahead.
Who makes it move?
Oh, yeah, this is a good question to lead into the second hour because we're going to talk about the Celtics tiers. I'll ask you both this question. What I love about sports and playoffs and big stakes and big games, no matter if you're a diehard fan of the league or a casual fan of the league, I don't care. Who for you guys, or maybe there's a couple, so far in the NBA playoffs has gotten your attention the most of, like, I really like this dude, or man, this player's better than I thought? Or who is the one capturing your attention outside of maybe, like, Jokic? We all love Jokic.
The star,
he's great.
Stars, yeah.
Is there been a star player that you don't watch very much during the regular season? Or has there been a role guy for you? Like, for me, I knew I liked him, but watching this series and watching the first round, my God, we did not get enough stuff for Josh Hart.
Yeah.
We just gave him away.
He's been really good. especially defensively for them.
He's a guy that the numbers don't tell his story.
Ah, man, that's a good question.
I think about it in terms of if I'm the GM of a team, who's the guy I got to figure out to keep that's going to be difficult to keep? Like the Joker, you're going to pay the Joker whatever you got to pay.
Sure.
Christian Brown for the Nuggets.
There you go. That's a pretty good one. That's what I'm talking about.
That guy, they got to figure out what it's going to take to keep him, but that won't prevent them from getting whatever they got to replace.
The apron stuff, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That's a good one.
That's a solid poll.
Halliburton, I think, is doing this for some people, whether they liked him or hate him. You watch him now.
I mean, Brunson right now is just what he's doing is.
I'd probably go Aaron Nesmith. Like that dunk, that putback dunk that he had the other night was sick. He's been a really good role player, and I've watched maybe 17 seconds of Pacers basketball.
Go Zags.
Go Zags. He's a Zag. I thought he went to Vanderbilt.
That's what I said. Vanderbilt.
Yeah. Okay.
Who am I thinking of? Nemhard?
Nemhard.
Yeah, the
Nemhard is also on Indiana.
Went to the,
he's a Gonzaga.
Nesmith's the guy that would have intimidated me the most at an open gym.
Big dude, 6'6.
Because he would have picked me up and like, oh, you're going to shoot? Yeah. Not anymore.
Nope.
Like, yeah, you're right.
You're right. Yeah. Pass screen.
He's
pass
just
going to
put an
cut.
Arm on my body and I won't move.
Give me that thumb in the hip. You're going to go exactly where I want you to go.
He's built he's like thick. A brick house, man.
He's a massive dude.
Crazy. And in the Stanley Cup playoffs, if you've been a casual in the hockey, what Mikko Rantanen is doing for the Stars right now.
Great
is
story.
Just
how did the Jets not score at the end of that game?
I don't know.
They had like four shots on that goal. Yeah,
poor Winnipeg.
10 seconds left.
Talk about a place that knows a lot of heartbreak. Yeah. Here it comes again, Winnipeg.
Here it comes.
Buckle up.
It's going to be a long series.
It's not going to end well for you.
Hellebuck just lost it in the second period.
Yeah.
Just a couple of those were. He has a couple of those every game when you're like,
what are you doing?
You're the best goaltender, and what's that?
Right. I hope the hockey casuals are picking up what we've known all season long.
About what Mikko Rantanen's doing right now.
It's crazy.
That's crazy.
I couldn't believe it. I knew it was going to happen. You know?
I mean, you knew. You saw it coming.
I circled
Blue Line Brandon.
I said, this one's interesting. He played for them, and now he's playing for them.
And then he went to another place, and they traded him back into the same division.
And I'm like, oh, no, his former team's real scared. They know what he is.
And he had a hat trick
in
game 7.
If you believe in karma and the circle of life, then you are putting your ticket on a Stars-Canes Stanley Cup final.
That's not exciting.
With Mikko Rantanen winning the Conn Smythe.
That's not exciting.
I don't know
if that one gets the casuals in.
I don't think it does.
Some of the Hurricanes, just not exciting, even though they're a good team.
No,
that's
I know.
A bummer.
No, I know.
Hurricanes are a fun team
like, what
to
watch. Carolina are you? Are you a South Carolina or are you a North Carolina? Just being Carolina is weird.
I believe they're a Western Carolina.
Yeah.
That's what they are.
Right there in the
Raleigh.
In the state capital.
Yeah,
of Raleigh.
Pick a state.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
They go either way.
You can't go both ways.
Panthers go both ways.
No, they don't.
Carolina Panthers.
Carolina Panthers.
They're the Carolina Panthers.
Yeah,
just
but
like
they're
the Carolina Hurricanes.
We know they're Charlotte.
Their practice facility is in South Carolina.
Yeah, well, you know,
so
you're right. Pick a state.
They're also trying to move their stadium to South Carolina.
Are
they won't
really?
Be in Charlotte anymore. Yeah,
wow, that's
more tax breaks
for Charlotte.
They're going to move south of the border.
South has more tax breaks than North, huh?
Oh, not even close.
Really?
Yeah. Not even close.
Wow. Yeah. You learn something new every day.
So they're both Carolinas. The Carolinas try and go both ways.
Boy, that was better than your boat story, man. You were right on top of that one. You threw that right back in my face.
And I nailed the boat story, too.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm feeling myself this segment. What else you got for me?
We had to push you.
I mean, you didn't. The push was wrong. I was right. So
you had to do more research.
The information you got was incorrect. The information I got was correct.
I don't know about that.
In the end, I ended up being right.
No, I don't know. I think I'm the tuna here.
What else you got for me? Bring it on.
I got a loaded second hour, and I got Celtics tears to deliver to you. Boy, what a two games in New York-Boston. Hour number two, Dirt and Sprague on 1080 The Fan.